This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, August 24th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got a lot of ground I want to cover. Some of what we're going to be talking about today is two members of the Proud Boys was convicted on Monday. We'll be getting to that shortly. I've got a clip later we're going to play from the anti-white conspiracy theory by Adam Green. I think everyone needs to listen to this one. Also, we're going to be getting into the strange death. it looks like an apparent assassination of Zionist David Goldberg. And we're going to be playing that clip for you of his claims that came to light this week. And this is going to be a judge for yourself. I'm going to put the information out there. You can judge for yourself. If you're not familiar with this story, we'll be getting into it soon. Also, I've got a story coming out about an NBC reporter and her claims with regards to the death of Heather Heyer. We're going to be getting into that here shortly as well. So got several clips to play, got a lot of news to cover. And to start us off, I wanted to say, you know, this week there has been a lot in the news of where young adults, 15, 16-year-olds, make some claims online. One was playing a video game, probably one of these violent video games, and made the statement that they wanted to go out and shoot and kill a bunch of people. And now these young adults, children, whatever you want to classify them, are being charged with felonies. I mean, they're really having their lives ruined, and I'm not condoning what they're saying, and I know you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. I get all that, but I mean, you know, this is beyond someone coming and taking your guns because you may or may not be a threat. This is them coming and taking your freedom because of something that you merely said, perhaps in jest. I don't know exactly what the solution may be to this problem, but we are traveling down a new path that is certainly very troublesome when you start thinking about a young man or woman, 15, playing a video game, shoots off at the mouth a little bit and are charged with felonies, and, you know, it's going to affect the rest of their life. You know, I think at 15, I don't know about you guys, but at 15, you know, I did some pretty stupid stuff. So I just wanted to get that in because that's been on the news about every night, a new case of that. And I don't know. That's a slippery slope would be the correct terminology there. Slippery slope. So let's get started. Two members of the right-wing Proud Boys was convicted Monday for brawling with leftist Antifa members in Manhattan last year. Now, check out this story. A jury found John Kinsman and Maxwell Hare guilty of attempted gang assault. Guilty of attempted gang assault, attempted assault, and riot. Convicted of riot. Stemming from a confrontation near the Metropolitan Republican Club after a speech by former Proud Boy leaders Gavin McGinnis in October of 2018, both men face up to 15 years in prison but will remain free until sentencing. Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr. hailed the convictions as a blow against the rise of extremism and mob violence. This is all the while that the Republicans and the Democrats seem to really be having some difficulty labeling Antifa as a terrorist group. As extremism rises in America, a Manhattan jury has declared in one voice that New Yorkers will not tolerate mob violence in our backyard, he said in a statement. Before the 2018 skirmish, about 60 protesters, including members of Antifa, massed behind barricades to jeer McGinnis' address. To avoid a confrontation, cops had the Proud Boys head west on 83rd Street, then south on Park Avenue, while they shepherded their opponents in the other direction. So, all right, what do we get from that statement? The Proud Boys was doing what the police asked them to do. As the Proud Boys approached East 82nd Street, they saw six Antifa protesters headed toward them, and a brawl erupted. Prosecutor Joshua Steinglass argued at trial that the Proud Boys instigated the combat. Kinsman and Hare testified they felt threatened and acted in self-defense. A total of 10 Proud Boys were charged in connection with the incident. Seven of them took plea deals, and one is still awaiting trial. The victims in the case were never identified. How about that? We got unidentified victims. We don't even know who the victims were. And Antifa refused to cooperate with the investigation. Antifa didn't have anything to do with the investigation. The DA's office did the whole thing on their own. These defendants transformed a quiet residential street into a site of a battle royale. Well, these guys did. Antifa didn't have anything to do with it. These guys, they done it all by themselves. Kicking and beating four individuals in a brutal attack of political violence, Vance said. Kinsman and Hare declined to comment as they left the courthouse, filed under Antifa assault in the Manhattan Supreme Court. So it's filed under Antifa assault in the Manhattan Supreme Court. Should be filed under selective prosecution, railroadism, kangaroo court. Filed under show trials or miscarriage of justice and a mockery of any kind of supposed justice. So anyway, I just wanted to call your attention to that. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but you know, Portland, Oregon, Joey Gibson. I mean, we could go on and on and on. Jacob Goodwin, the selective enforcement and the bias could not be any more clearly stated than just in that story right there. And then, you know, an abundance of other stories as well with regards to what has happened really since Charlottesville. All right, here it comes. Listen to this one now. Listen to this one. Now, this one, I've vetted this everywhere it can be vetted according to what I can tell. This lady's story seems to completely check out. What's my source on this? Informationliberation.com. Former NBC News reporter says medics told her police forced them to stop working on Heather Heyer, which led to her death. I'll say that again. Former NBC News reporter says medics told her police forced them to stop working on Heather Heyer, which led to her death. Which they believed led to her death, but her story was canceled by her employer. The week Heather Heyer died, Mary Emily O'Hara, and this is not, she is a, like a, she's a former NBC reporter. She promotes the LGBTQ PB agenda. I mean, she's not any kind of at all right-wing conservative commentator at all. I had exclusive interviews with medics who said state police forced them to stop working on her after the crash, which they believed led to her death, O'Hara said. The piece was canceled by my employer at the time, but I will never forget what those medics told me. She said the story was canceled because Jerry Lewis died that week and the network decided to run tributes instead of news for that hour. O'Hara said that she was... that she wasn't allowed to take the story elsewhere, and sadly, it went unreported. With so much interest in the story being told, I just wanted to let everyone know that I've started reaching out to try to talk with the medics that worked on Heather Heyer right after the crash to see if they're still interested in sharing their versions of events, O'Hara said in a follow-up tweet. Now, she tweeted all this out last week, and this past week. I'm not on Twitter, but I went there, found hers, scrolled down through it to find where she actually did do it. And, yeah, she did tweet all this information out about this story she supposedly done right after Charlottesville. Please bear with me. I am now an unemployed journalist with nowhere near the resources of a major news network, and it's been 2 years since I spoke with anyone, but I'm trying. Now, I know you could argue, well, now she's unemployed, she's trying to come up with something. I get all that, but I'm just saying, this is what happened this week. She tweeted this out. This is what she said happened with her story, and she's sticking to it. A reminder, an independent review team reported in their 220-page report on Charlottesville that Police Chief Al Thomas effectively ordered police to stand down and allow the two sides to fight in order to declare an unlawful assembly. You know, that is what that independent review said in the 220-page report. But guess what? What come from it? Like always, nothing. Yeah, absolutely, Chief Al Thomas was directly responsible for the events that happened there, but he's got no punishment whatsoever. They heaped everything they possibly could on James Fields. As Vice News reported, let them fight. That directive from the police chief as the violence started to unfold was the only part of the massive failure of the response of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, according to a searing 220-page report by independent review team released Friday. Now, this is not this past Friday. This has been months ago, but I reported on it when it came out. Everybody listening to this broadcast knows everything about this. I know I'm not gonna go back through a rehash of all of this again. But every day Charlottesville's in the news. Every day it's either in the news, on the news. They can't let it go. That there's still there's still prosecutions. A lot of, I don't know if anyone else knows this, Jeff Scoop has turned into supposedly. Like an anti-hate person that advocates anti-hate and goes around and gives speeches now. And I have no axe to grind in that. I don't care what Jeff Scoop does. But I'm just saying he had a lot of legal problems coming out of Charlottesville too. So he maybe has made some changes. Virginia State Police were told that their job was to protect Emancipation Park, where the statue of Robert E. Lee was located. Charlottesville officers were told that they were only to intervene in serious violence where someone could be seriously hurt or killed. Well, my God, flamethrowers. You've seen the videos. I mean, this was a complete dereliction of the duty from the governor to the chief of police to the highway patrol to the mayor for Charlottesville, the whole nine yards. Give me a break. So this story goes on talking really more about going into the ineptitude of Police Chief Al Thomas. There's only one video left that I could find that's not been purged off the internet of Heather Heyer after that accident. And she was extremely obese. Okay, you can see it in the video. I mean, I'm not saying that to – I'm not fat shaming or whatever the political correct term is. I'm just stating a fact. And they don't, you know, the mainstream media don't show you that video. They always show that same picture. It looks like maybe it was from 20 years ago or whatever. But anyway, I wanted to report this, that there is an NBC News reporter, Mary Emily O'Hara. You can go to her Twitter, scroll down through it, back to, I think this came out on August 12th, so I'm a little bit behind. I just found out about this past week, and so she's claiming that she interviewed the medics at Charlottesville that tended to Heather Heyer, and she has no axe to grind. She promotes the LGBTQPB movement. She is a very liberal reporter, from what I gathered, but anyway, she is saying that the medics said they were told, they were forced to stop working on Heather Heyer, which they believed, she interviewed them and they said they believed that led to her death. You will not see that news right there coming from Lester Holt. Okay, I promise you that. So let's move forward quickly, because I've got a lot of stuff that I want to cover. Also, you know, this past week, it was an interesting show on RBN on Thursday night. Steve Elkins was filling in for John, and people called in and gave their gave their opinions on various broadcasters and on RBN. And I thought it was interesting. I thought it was good for RBN. I thought a lot of the commentary was was interesting, and there were several that brought up the opinion that hosts maybe should do more for giving solutions to the problems. And I just wanted to take a quick minute and remind everyone that July 4th, 1776, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evidences a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. All right. There's my solution. It was penned in 1776. How about this? The story that just won't quit. Jeffrey Epstein, at least 8 jail officials knew he was not to be left alone in his cell. Yahoo News ran the story. At least 8 U.S. Bureau of Prison staffers knew strict instructions had been given not to leave multimillionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein alone in his cell. Yet the order was apparently ignored in the 24 hours leading up to the death. According to people familiar with the matter, that so many prison officials were unaware of the directive, not just low-level correctional officers, but supervisors and managers, has alarmed investigators assessing what so far appears to be a stunning failure to follow instructions. These people said, speaking on the condition of anonymity, they declined to identify the 8. Investigators suspect at least some of these individuals also knew Epstein had been left alone in a cell before he died, and they are working to determine the extent of such knowledge. They cautioned that the apparent disregard for the instructions does not necessarily mean there was criminal conduct. The Bureau of Prison declined to answer. So, I mean, there's just more and more information coming out about how this supposed failure happened. We talked about it last week. I'm not going to go back through it. We know, y'all know my opinion. I know much of yours. Even statistics this past week showed that a multitude of people don't believe the official narrative. And that for me is a good sign, because that means people are really starting to totally distrust the BS that comes out of the news and the media and the politicians. Also, Miami Herald ran an interesting story this past week. You can't make this stuff up. A decade ago, during a brief stint in the Palm Beach County Jail, convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein made an odd purchase to the facility's store. Guess what he was buying? 2 pairs of small women's panties. So, Miami Herald ran the story this past week. Jeffrey Epstein, while he was in the, while he was incarcerated, the first time at that plush, you know, he was barely even in jail. I mean, or in prison, he could leave and come and go. But he was actually buying panties from the, what is the commissary, I guess you would call it. And Miami Herald ran the story this past week. 70% don't believe in the supposed suicide, is what I'm being told in the statistics. But, you know, these things, usually they start one way and then they eventually get to that 70%, just kind of like after 9/11, by far the majority of Americans, at least the ones I knew, totally believed the hook, line, and sinker of the complete fairy tale narrative that the media pushed with regards to 9/11. But now, over the years and the documentaries, that's changed drastically. But what difference does it really make? I mean, we got probably more 9/11 truthers than ever. Look at the architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. But they got away with it. And they got exactly what they wanted. The endless war in the Middle East, taking our rights here at home, prepping us for the invasion that we're going through now. I mean, all of this, one could argue, has all been pre-planned, and we're just seeing it unfold before our eyes. Because, I mean, look, we're in 2019. And the full-blown invasion is still ongoing, and I've got more proof of that in my stack here if I get if I have time to get to it. Now, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go to the Adam Green anti-white conspiracy, and then I'm going to get into the David Goldberg. As far as I know, no one's played the actual clip that I'm aware of. But we'll be getting to that shortly. You're listening to the Alternative Media Feed. Back in moments.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I just got an email and asking if reading from the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776, was I advocating violence. I'm not advocating violence. I'm saying that if you look at this with a logical mind, when you recognize that voting, petitions, letters, running for office, starting or joining new parties is useless, futile, and been proven to be a failure, then I am back to the quote by JFK that those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I am making a prediction that as things continue on the path that we see with regards to censorship, with regards to selective enforcement, with regards to the courts being a complete mockery of justice for white people, that this is invariably the outcome that would be logically predicted. Okay? I don't know how to make that any more clearer than that, because, you know, I know there's those that would probably like to hang somehow, you know, twist words that I say or whatever, but I'm just saying that JFK said it, and I certainly agree with it, and I don't think those words ring any truer than they do today on August 24th, 2019. Saturday at a Young Leaders Conference in Atlanta, 2020 presidential hopeful crazy Senator Bernie Sanders pledged to go to war against white nationalism and racism if he wins the president. Sanders said, "I'm Jewish. My family come from Poland. My father's whole family was wiped out by Hitler and his white nationalism. Too many people have fought over the years. Too many people have died against racism to let it resurface and flourish in America." He continued, "We will go to war with the nationalist and racism in every aspect of our lives." He added, "When we combat white nationalism and when we combat racism, we're going to use all the laws in our power." So if they successfully elect insane lunatic Bernie Sanders, that's what you've got to look forward to. And I've never seen, I think everyone's going to enjoy it after the next break. We're going to get into this Adam Green, the anti-white conspiracy theory. And I've got a lot of news I'm going to get into before we go to any phone calls. So everyone, but last 2 weeks, I've got a ton of email too. I've got some great information in the emails from people, but quite a few new listeners, it would look like. I don't always get to respond to all the email. I apologize. It's just the way that it is. Also, I wanted to say before we move on, we were talking about Charlottesville a little bit earlier. I did not know. If you go to the Wikipedia page and you read it, it goes into how they've dedicated some roads to Heather Heyer in Charlottesville, which is fine. If that's what they want to do, so be it. Also, though, it goes into the fact that after Charlottesville, there were several GoFundMe pages set up to help pay James Fields' legal cost. And on the Wikipedia page, it goes into all of those were forced to be taken down. It doesn't really say who forced them to go down or why they came down, but all of those, and it doesn't say the word forced. It says all of those were removed. So anybody else in the world, I guess, can have a GoFundMe page to pay for. You're not guilty of a crime until you're convicted, supposedly, in America. But I just wanted to throw out a little. I did not know that. I did not know. James Field was even denied the ability to raise money for his own legal defense on the internet. How about that? How about that for America, land of the free and home of the brave? James Fields could not use the internet. Of course, he was incarcerated. He couldn't do anything. But people outside that was not guilty of any crime, I guess, at least not charged with any crime, that just wanted to try to help pay his legal, give him a defense, I guess you could say, an actual defense. But all of that was denied, and it's right there on the Wikipedia page. So, there's still litigation pending against Richard Spencer. He dropped out of sight. They took the stole the domain of the alt-right.com or .org, whatever it was. There's so much going on behind the scenes that goes completely unreported. It blows my mind, and I'm not just talking about mainstream media. I expect them lapdog prostitutes not to report anything. I'm talking about alternative media. I'm talking about us. There's so much information that goes completely unreported, and here we are. They're suing David Duke, and he wasn't an organizer. He was an attendee. It goes on and on, and you don't see this. They won't even declare these other groups. They will charge the Proud Boys when they don't even have a victim that will come forward. Not only charge them, but convict them. How about that? The story I led off with. We're in some very strange. And then couple that with the fact that if these insane lunatics rig or actually elect Bernie Sanders, he's telling us what the future's going to look like. The bias, the reverse racism, the discrimination, the vilification of white people now is the new norm. People, even Rush Limbaugh, who I'm not a fan, but I do listen sometimes, is saying this openly on 680 radio stations, and yet the normal people are standing out here dumbfounded and act like they don't know which way's up. All right, we'll be back in moments with Adam Green, the anti-white conspiracy theory.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
We are back on the alternative media. This is Farron in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist. Everyone else is a reality theorist. I've got to move quick because, yeah, I'm going to get to the story where they're having a public event with featuring men and women with Down syndrome performing as drag queens and drag kings. Yeah, we're going to get to that story. Unbelievable. But first, this is Adam Green, the anti-white conspiracy theorist, about 6 minutes. I'm playing from 2:55 to 9:13, so this is not the whole video. I urge everyone, if you're interested, go to nomorenews.org and watch the whole thing for yourself. Here we go.
See this anti-white propaganda everywhere. Everywhere in the media, which shows you who controls the media. They say it's white men. But if it was really white men controlling the media, we wouldn't be seeing this white supremacy, anti-white narrative everywhere. MTV, owned by Sumner Redstone, as his documentary, White People.
We talk about race in this country a lot. But we don't include you in the conversation.
Look at these indoctrinated students learning to hate themselves. Also, MTV has that, like, MTV News that's always putting out the anti-white videos.
It's only us. We talk usually about you, about white people. I'm interested in how...
So they talk about white people all the time. The anti-white agenda, especially with these latest shootings, are just anything that they can. They are public enemy number one, going after white Christian males. White supremacy is just all over everywhere. They're having the hearings in Congress. And constant indoctrination in the media. CNN, white supremacist by default. How ordinary people made Charlottesville possible. A side note on Charlottesville, Lee Stranahan, who used to be buddies with Steve Bannon, is now saying that he thinks Steve Bannon basically orchestrated Charlottesville, and he's trying to do this divide and conquer Antifa type thing. Trying to start a race war is what he said. He says he's investigative now. So, by default, so everybody, unless you hate yourself and you want open borders, you're a white supremacist nowadays, is how the term is defined. White yoga teacher holding class for white people to learn how white supremacy is in their, quote, body, mind, and heart. So there's just, you know, you could do probably an hour-long compilation of all the headlines and clips of the anti-white narrative. White men are now the Democratic Party's punching bag. That's a dangerous bet to make. The Democrats especially. And then they also go after white women all the time too. White women benefit from patriarchy by trading on their whiteness to monopolize resources for mutual gain. There's just one group that you're allowed to vilify and make fun of and attack constantly. And they say it's a conspiracy. Of course, everything that we say is a conspiracy that they use to dismiss us. So they say white genocide is a conspiracy. So this anti-white agenda, they dismiss it as a conspiracy theory. They say it's alt-right, white nationalist supremacist. Notice the slash there, how they try to conflate and blend the two. They conflate wanting to just, like say you're in Europe, you want to preserve your country and not become a minority in your own ancestor's country. They conflate that with being a supremacist, even though it has nothing to do with any type of thinking that you're better than anybody. So white genocide is a conspiracy theory. New York Times says the white extinction conspiracy theory is bonkers, but speaking both sides of their mouth, there's headlines everywhere showing that it's true. It's true, and the demographic shift is happening, and it's deliberate, and they're trying to suppress anybody that is talking about it and raising awareness about it. Here's Brookings Institute. Less than half of U.S. children under 15 are white, census shows. Business Insider. United States is on the way to becoming a non-white majority by 2045. USA Today. 46% of whites worry becoming a majority minority nation will weaken American culture, survey says. New York Times. Fewer births than deaths among whites in majority of U.S. states. U.S. fertility rates higher among minorities. Give it enough time to play out, and the demographic shift is happening. Brookings, the U.S. will become a minority white in 2045, census projects. Pew Research, explaining why minority births now outnumber white births. So it's happening, and they admit it's happening, but then they call you an anti-Semitic, white supremacist conspiracy theorist if you say anything about it. So Newsweek, white nationalists are right. America is becoming less white. New York Times, we can replace them, by Michelle Goldberg. We can replace them. Pretty offensive. She's talking about genocide. Newsweek, America's getting less white, and that will save it. So they don't just admit that it's happening. They applaud it. They praise it. They lobby for it as it's a good thing. And who's afraid of a white minority? Well, who would not be afraid? Who would not want to be turned into a hated minority that's just been blamed and scapegoated for every evil in the world by the media and the government and by Hollywood? Who would want that? Washington Post. Media must stop quibbling about, quote, white supremacy versus, quote, white nationalism. Get it? So if you're a white nationalist, you're a supremacist. White nationalism is an inherently racist term. It's it's insinuating, it's inferring that if you're white, you have to be an internationalist. If you can't be a nationalist, then you have to be an internationalist. So that means you have to be for open borders. And they're also pushing it essentially right now that it's open borders and huge welfare socialist state. Otherwise, you're a racist white supremacist. The Overton window is being shifted so far. They're engineering a whole new, it's just complete inversion bizarro world. So conflating the two. And like, similar to what Ramsey Paul said, the phrase.
Okay, there you go. White is the public enemy number one. We saw the congressional hearings. White genocide is a conspiracy. We can replace them. You know, in my opinion, the Republicans have become the Democrats, and the Democrats have become the new communist. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of a flavor for that. That is a really good documentary film. He says a lot in that, and, you know, it's to the point that, you know, I don't think anyone can put forth any kind of logical, meaningful rebuttal that this is not factually correct. This is what's happening. And you can argue all the other aspects of that you want to of our different problems and, you know, Constitution and blah, 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 blah. But really, if you boil it all down, if you tilt your head back and you sit back and you think about it long enough, about what's actually being done and what's happening here, then you have to talk about the intentional, undeniable replacement that's happening in America to the native population. And Adam Green, for one, is leading the way on that. Okay, here we're going to get into this David Goldberg story. And everyone, bear with me here. So let's see how it times out to the break. David Goldberg was claiming that Donald Trump converted to Judaism. Now, David Goldberg died on June 8th of 2019, and we'll get to that. Now, he ran a blog called Israel Today News, and he posted on that on February 23rd, 2019, Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago, according to White House official. Now, again, David Goldberg is, and I'm doing this story for everybody, judge for yourself. I'm not saying, I can't confirm or deny. Again, the EU Times ran this story. There's been, I think, Revolution Broadcasting was talking about this story this past week. I'm bringing it so you're aware of it. You judge for yourself. You do your own investigation. Here's what he posted on February 23rd, 2019. President Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago and joined the Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue, according to a high-level White House official. The story has allegedly been held by CNN's editors for months, but is due to be released within the next few days. David Elias Goldberg, a fellow at the Jewish Center of Anti-Semitic Study, has also interviewed the White House source. According to the source, Trump was pushed by his daughter Ivanka and his son-in-law Jared Kushner to join the faith. At first, Trump resisted, stating it could threaten his base of evangelical Christian voters. However, he had a change of heart and officially converted in early 2017. The ceremony was held in private and closely guarded for nearly 2 years. It appears the White House is prepared to slowly release this information, and by summer it's expected that Trump may fully address his new faith. Now, David Goldberg found dead in his New York apartment after predicting Iran wore false flags. He was found dead on June 8th. The death is being investigated, but at this time, authorities have given no indication to the cause. He was 59 years old. Friends of Mr. Goldberg believe he was murdered. He did not pass away of natural causes. His friends also were given access to his accounts before his passing. They will be maintaining them and posting new information as it comes. At the time, they were reviewing many documents in Goldberg's possession, some of which appear to be top secret government documents and White House memos. The documents and much of what Mr. Goldberg posted on his YouTube account relates to the upcoming planned war with Iran, which will be precipitated by a series of false flags conducted by the United States and Israel. Now, this is where this guy had gotten to. Mr. Goldberg's Iran false flag video was posted on April 14, 2019. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and roll the video because it'll fit right here. Let's play video two. This is David Goldberg before his death.
Hello, everyone. This is David Goldberg again. If you've been paying attention to my channel, if you've been listening to what's going on, you know that I was poisoned, arsenic poisoning, about 2 weeks ago. I'm doing much better, but they seem to be very nervous about what I'm revealing on my channel. We have inside information. We have secret information that no one knows. First of all, Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago. Secondly, Donald Trump believes that Jared Kushner is the Mashiach or the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah. No one knows this information. Beyond that, we are learning more and more about what's going on in the White House because of the person who I've been communicating with who worked there, Isabel. Unfortunately, Isabel has been fired. They figured it out. They found out that she was talking to me. We've been getting a hold of news agencies. They won't talk to us. I know a lot of people. I know people at CNN. I know people at the New York Times. I know people at the New Yorker. I know people at the New York Post. I've been talking to them, communicating with them. A lot of them are really good people, and I've known them for 25 years, but now they won't publish this information. There's something going on, and I'm starting to question my own people. I'm starting to question the Jews and the Zionists and the White House. They are not working for an agenda that I can be a part of anymore, and I'm very concerned. Now, I have Isabel on the phone. Isabel, are you there?
Hi, David. Yeah, I'm here.
Good. I can hear you pretty well. I think this is going to be okay. Isabel, it's true that you were fired last week. That is correct.
Unfortunately, that is the case, yes.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
I'm not happy. It's lit a fire under my ass, though. You know, it really makes me want to get this information out all the more. I really feel that I did the right thing, and it just angered people.
Well, clearly they're upset with you. They're not happy with what you did. You revealed a lot of very, very sensitive information about Trump and Kushner and what's going on. What I can't believe as a Jew, I'm very proud of all of this. I was very happy to hear that Trump converted to Judaism, but it's becoming clear they don't want this information out. Is that your assessment?
Well, if you are proud to be a Jew, I don't want you to be a Jew. Am I wrong?
Say that again. What?
I mean, if you're not going to be proud to be a Jew, personally, I don't want you to be one of them.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong, and I'm very proud. But I'm seeing that my own people are working against us. I feel like people in the White House are not working in our favor. There's some kind of agenda going on. I mean, they just tried to kill me, and they have poisoned me, and they have fired you, and they're blocking SUVs out of my house.
David, I mean, I've said it before, but I just want to say it again. I'm worried about you, and I'm so sorry that this has happened.
Well, it's a shock to my system. I've been fighting for Jewish issues. I've been fighting against anti-Semitism my entire life. I know a lot of wonderful Jews here in New York, but now I'm seeing a different side of things. They want to shut me up. The people in the press won't talk to me, and they won't publish the story anymore. I've been able to get stories published for 25 years. And now this happens, and everyone goes silent, and then they fire you, and our channel is being attacked by anti-Semites. There's something very strange going on. The White House doesn't want this information out.
This is terrible.
Well, it is very terrible, yes. Isabel, thank you for joining me. I know you're under a lot of stress. Is there anything else you want to add? Is there anything else? What did they say to you when they fired you?
Well, they said that they knew what I was up to. You know, they said that I had signed non-disclosure agreements. I had broken a contract. I would be lucky if I wasn't sued.
Right.
You know, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. I did sign NDA. I did.
That's true.
But this needs to be known.
It does need to be known. I'm not surprised that eventually this might happen, but I'm so disappointed in the White House. Why do they want to cover up that Trump is a Jew? Why do they want to cover up that Trump thinks
he should be proud of
is the Messiah?
Trump, just like we discussed before.
Why are they covering it up?
He wants to be reelected.
He wants to be reelected. They must feel this is going to hurt him. This is going to hurt him so bad they don't want the information out.
Okay, right. I believe that's the end of it. No, go ahead.
Okay. Isabel, thank you for joining me. For anybody else listening, please, I need to support. We need to get the information out.
Okay, that's the end of it. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Again, you can go to israeltodaynews.blog. Well, I don't have it in front of me. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. I've had several people email asking for that website. It's israelnewstoday.blogspot.com, and you can see all of it. There's a lot of information there leading up to David Goldberg's death on June 8, 2019, which from my little rudimentary investigation into the internet, it does look like he was did not die of natural causes. But anyway, that information, that video, all of that, I can't confirm or deny. You can believe whatever you want to. You can look into it for you. It would explain, I mean, the cutting off of funds to the Palestinians, the moving of the accepting Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I mean, a lot of these different things that we've seen happen, you know, maybe it would make sense of. But again, I'm going to let everyone judge that one for yourself. The EU Times did run the story some while back. But moving into going to the top of the hour, LightSite.com ran the story this past week. Daily Stormer ran it as well. A public art event in Grand Rapids, Michigan next month will feature men and women with Down syndrome performing as drag queens and kings. A group known as the Drag Syndrome is comprised of performers with Down syndrome and is a LGBTPB activist attempting to promote so-called inclusion. The performances feature songs and dance by men wearing women's dresses, garnishing makeup, wigs, and in some cases fake beards, women's sport beards, and men's clothing. A local TV channel, Wood TV, reports that some people may be concerned because people with Down syndrome have limited mental capacity and they might not have the ability to decide to take part or understand what they're actually taking part in. The organizer of the show, however, are defending the event. We sought them out because they're the very highest level of the disability drag, said event organizer. Drag has never only been about sexuality. DisArt co-founder Christopher Smith said drag is about gender performance. Drag is about expression. Drag is also about ridding the culture of really damaging stereotypes. Viewers of the show who know that those with Down syndrome did not conceive and put together this trope on their own will be left to wonder what extent, if any, those with Down syndrome who are participating in this event are being exploited by activists or unsuspecting pushing the LGBTQPB agenda. The show is scheduled to be performed September 7th at 7 p.m. So I just wanted to throw that in there. When you think you've heard it all, when you think it can't get any more insane, trust me, it obviously can. If there are people out there that are putting together now drag queen shows with people that are disabled from birth and can't help it and have Down syndrome. Actually, if you go to this story, if you can still find it on the Stormer, apparently they had done this elsewhere. And there was pictures of this event. And I'm here to tell you that that is some of the weirdest, strangest, and I've seen you. Mini O'Moon, okay? Mini O'Moon. We're coming up on the top of the hour. We'll be back in moments. You listen to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Stay with me.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.